Raph, let's talk a little Cinco de Mayo. And you were nice enough to do a little bit of research for us. And I thought I would read it a little bit. And we've done this on the holidays just so everybody can understand what this is. Because in the United States, it's sort of become something different than what it really means in certain parts of Mexico, right?
Right. It's not a big holiday in Mexico, but it's definitely celebrated around the town of Puebla.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. So here's what Raph came up with, and I'll read it. When in 1861, Mexico declared a temporary moratorium on the repayment of foreign debts they weren't going to pay. The English, Spanish, and French invaded the country. By April of 1862, the English and Spanish had withdrawn, but the French hung around with the support of wealthy landowners, and they remained in an attempt to establish a monarchy under Maximilian of Austria and to curb the U.S. powers in North America. Well, this is where it becomes interesting. This is the story. On May 5th, 1862, a poorly equipped Mestizo and Zapotec force under the command of General Ignacio Zaragoza defeated the French troops at the Battle of Puebla, southeast of Mexico City. About 1,000 French troops were killed. Although the fighting continued and the French were not driven out for another 5 years, the victory at Puebla became a symbol of Mexican resistance to foreign domination. The city, which was later renamed Pueblo de Zaragoza, is the site of a museum devoted to the battle, and the battlefield itself is maintained as a park. And, Raph, when we talked about this, you sort of compared this maybe to July 4th, sort of an independence kind of thing, a fight, the Alamo or something like that.
Yeah, a similar battle. I mean, you had the French army, which was a well-established army. They had uniforms. Yeah. And, of course, you know, the small Mexican army, they're wearing their work clothes. Of course, the French, they sent their AAA team, you know. Yeah. Right. So they got handed to him.
Good. All right. No, I love it. The day is celebrated in the state of Puebla with parades, speeches, and reenactments of the 1862 battle, though it is not much noticed in the rest of the country. Now, in the mid-20th century U.S., the celebration of Cinco de Mayo became, among Mexican immigrants, a way of encouraging pride in their Mexican heritage. Now, this is where the critics come in. The critics observed that enthusiasm for the holiday celebration did not take off with a broader demographic until, here we go, it was explicitly linked with the promotion of Mexican alcoholic beverages, and that many U.S. festivities tended to both perpetuate negative stereotypes of Mexicans and promote excessive drinking.
Yeah.
So that's the other side of the coin. But that's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And everyone talks about it.
It's not Mexican Independence Day, which a lot of people think, you know.
Right. That's September 16th.
Right.
And that was established in 1810.
Yeah.
50 years before the Battle of Puebla.
Right.
But it is like the Alamo. It's like, the Alamo, of course, they lost. But it is one of those, you know, David and Goliath things.
Yeah. And the French knew if they overtook the town of Puebla, you know, Puebla was a major supply hub to the capital of Mexico. And it connected their biggest port on the East Coast, which was Puerto de Veracruz.
Okay.
And they knew if they cut that off, they would cut supplies to the major cities.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm glad we did that. Good research.
Yeah.
Good research. I'm glad. You know, we do this on the holidays. We try to explain the holidays because so many people don't know.
No.
What's behind it. Whether it's a U.S. holiday, a Mexican holiday, whatever it may be. So thank you.
Absolutely.
For putting that together. All right.